Welcome to the Z. Michelson Travel Podcast. This podcast is devoted to the travel industry. Z says let your imagination run wild and start dreaming about where you want to go. And dream big, reach for the stars, and if you only get to the moon, at least you enjoyed the trip. Your guide to travel is Z. Michelson, a travel advisor. And sitting at the controls is Jay Lawrence, your concierge of podcast travel. Now here's Z.
That's me. I'm Z.
And the Z. Michelson Travel Podcast is brought to you by Collage Travel Media Network.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. And of course, that voice was Jay Lawrence.
I thought you wanted to have the announcer voice come in there.
Yes, the concierge of podcast travel, Jay.
Yes.
So how are you doing today, Jay?
I'm eyeing the visit.
You're eyeing what?
You know, I'm getting ready to have a cataract moved.
Yes, you're gonna be able to see me now.
I hope. My wife says if I see her, she might change. I don't know.
Yeah, things will become clearer for you.
I hope.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, now, you know, getting cataract removal is like getting a tooth pulled. It goes one, two,
don't
three.
Don't talk about teeth removal.
I know, you just had that last week.
Well, I didn't have teeth removed.
Are you under construction?
five cavities filled.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's horrible. Well, at least you have five teeth in your mouth that you know are there.
It was so simple, though. I just laid back and they just stuffed me.
Oh, okay. That'll work.
Drill. And then the dentist, she felt like it's a female. I've never had a female dentist before.
Ooh.
And she is so gentle. She felt like an artist.
Oh, nice.
Working on that, you know, making that filling mm-hmm. just
That's okay.
Right.
Go ahead and give her a plug.
Yeah.
We'll do a shameless plug. Go ahead. What's her name?
Dr. Rowe.
Dr. Rowe.
Yes.
Cool. Very nice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's good to hear people getting some nice response to dental work.
Yeah. You want to see my teeth?
Look at him
smiling.
See
how bright they are now?
Well, that's good. And you know what we're going to talk about today?
I give up.
We're going to talk about rediscovering the U.S. of A.
That's a great thing because I love driving it.
You know, it's spring. Spring is in the air and we love to drive around the United States.
Uh-huh, that's what I said.
And it's really good.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's really good during the springtime. So what are the best scenic locations is what we're going to talk about today.
That's what I'm looking forward to because coming up in a month, maybe mm-hmm. 2 months.
In a little bit.
I'm going to be taking a road trip.
So am I.
Heading north.
So am I.
Yep.
But we're not going to the same place.
Okay. Well.
Well, that's why this is a travel podcast, because we keep going all over the place.
Yes.
And, you know, I won't be able to chat about all of the places.
Why is that?
There's so many.
My staple came out, and I don't know which page I'm on.
The one that has a picture of me. Again, sorry, you don't have your eyes yet.
Yes.
Your new eyes will be able to see it.
All right.
Okay, so let's get into it.
All right. Which state are we going to?
Well, I haven't been to this state yet.
Yeah.
And I really want to get there.
I have some friends that are going.
And I have friends that live there.
Oh, yeah?
And I still haven't been there.
Uh-huh.
It's Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And Monument, Utah is the first on my list. The scenic byway, 163, is remarkable section. The Trail of Ancient National Scenic Byway. I really, really want to do this. It's 116 miles, and it's about a three-hour drive.
Is that where Forrest Gump was running down the road?
Yes. That's the one. Yeah, isn't that cool? It travels through Utah's breathtaking Monument Valley, and I know I'm going to destroy this word or these words. See Bill Nidzikali. It's called the Valley of the Rocks.
Right.
To the Navajo.
But
again,
Monument
I don't speak
Valley,
Navajo.
Mm-hmm. Monument Valley, isn't that where a lot of Westerns were shot from John Wayne era?
Yes.
Monument Valley with those big rocks and...
And the Badlands.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So all that Western area.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, the Navajo called it that. It's hard to believe that it was once part of a seafloor.
What?
Yes. Yeah, thousands and thousands of years ago. You know me, I love those History Channel things.
Yes.
The weathering, the erosion, all by water and wind, sculptured the landscape to create these amazing beauties you see today. But it was part of the sea. Yeah. And just a little history. Yeah, a little more history. The Anasazi Indians were the first to settle there around 1200 BCE.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. And just like you said, Forrest Gump did his little run there in the desert there. So, yeah, that's an amazing place. Utah is quite the place to go visit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Have you been there?
No, I don't think. I can't remember. Well, Utah. Isn't that where Salt Lake City is?
Yes.
Okay, I've been to Salt Lake City. Doesn't that count?
Were you in Salt Lake City or just flying through it?
Airport,
right. How many places have we been because the airport landed us there?
Airport, yeah.
But yeah, I want to see a lot more of Utah, but Monument, Utah is probably primo, top of the list.
You know, Bozeman, mm-hmm. Montana is where my destination out west usually is.
I know.
And you either have to fly through Salt Lake or Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, I think you have to get to Salt Lake to get to Minneapolis to get to Orlando.
Yeah, it's probably a hub.
Yes.
Yep, it's a hub for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hubba, hubba, hubba.
Well, now, next one that's on my list, and it's near and dear to me.
Yes.
Is California.
Well, yeah.
17-mile drive, California.
How's that?
Well, it links the Pacific Grove and affluent Carmel by the Sea along California's central coast. They have championship golf courses, which I have gone through all of this. Probably best known for the Lone Cypress, and I've seen this Lone Cypress sitting there. It's an ancient tree. It's perched on top of a granite outcrop in front of the Pacific Ocean. So it's like sitting there all by itself on these rocks.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it. I've driven this path. The cliffs and the rocks. Oh, gosh. Photo, you know, snap as many photos as you can, because that's what is this known as.
Now, this is below San Francisco, correct?
It's below San Francisco.
Okay.
Carmel, if you remember, was the mayor there was. Come on, think, Jay, think. An old actor.
I got him. I just got a picture.
Western. Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood, yes.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood used to be the mayor of Carmel. Carmel is gorgeous. I've been there, too. As a matter of fact, I did the coast drive and stopped in Carmel.
You know, he got tired of being the mayor and went back to making motion pictures.
Yeah, he probably made more money that way.
Yeah. Now, my wife is going to be driving this.
I know. She has to do the 17-mile drive.
Yes.
That's definite, because she's going to go San Francisco south, right?
Right.
Okay, and she's going to go all the way down to San Diego.
Right.
Yeah,
she's going to cover this.
Oh, yeah. Tell her
miles.
She better break out the camera and make sure it's all charged up, because she's going to want to take a ton of pictures.
Oh, her problem is not her camera. She's got a cell phone.
Right.
That's got 80,000 pictures on it already. And now this year she's going to do another trip.
She's going to do another 80,000 pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah. So definitely Carmel is gorgeous. You know, I do recommend her stopping in Carmel.
And you had something happen in Carmel, didn't you? Wasn't that where you stayed overnight once?
Stayed overnight once.
And what happened there?
And we had, you know, my roommate and I, we were traveling that route. And as you are barking, that's what we heard at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, we wound up staying in a cute little hotel.
close to the beach, right?
Close, very close to the beach, because Carmel by the sea,
uh-huh.
You know. And it was dark out. We couldn't see a thing. And the waterbed that we had was frozen solid, practically, because they didn't put the heater on.
Oh, no. That's the worst thing
of a
waterbed.
It was like, but, you know, we couldn't figure out what it was. And in the morning when we got up, we kept hearing the barking. And it's like, man, don't they take their dogs in at night?
Yeah.
And we finally walked out and we got breakfast at this great place, and we finally seen what was barking.
What was barking?
The seals, the sea lions.
Oh, my goodness.
Sitting on the rocks out, and you can really hear them. But it was fun. We did take pictures, of course. But yeah, Clint Eastwood, and he was the mayor there. But it is a very good place to go.
Did you drop by the mayor's office and see if he was in?
No, we didn't. We didn't. But as you go through the coast, you'll see the bleached tree trunks, Pescadero Point. It rises piles of boulders that are thrown all along the shore. Wildlife viewing, like we just talked about, the sea lions and the seals. They're out there on the water, but you are going to hear them.
What about Bird Rock?
Now, yeah, you want to go to one of those because, you know, it's Seal Rock and Bird Rock. Lots of birds sitting on the rock. It's a nesting area. So you want to do that. And be sure to stop at Point Joe.
What's Point Joe?
It's where submerged rocks cause the water to churn. So it kind of churns around like a blender.
Oh.
And lending the spot, it's nicknamed the Restless Sea.
Mm.
Yeah, so California, a lot of beautiful locations, driving north to south, south to north. It will not disappoint. I thought it was gorgeous. Unfortunately, I was driving, so I would have to stop all the time to say, I want to stop here. I want to stop here.
Yeah.
But if you're a passenger, great thing to do.
Well, this is fantastic because we're rediscovering the great parts of America.
Right. And we're always talking about national parks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we love our national parks.
Well, what about it?
Well, Acadia Park Loop Road in Maine.
You're going from one coast to the other.
Side to side. Now, this is another state I haven't been to.
Yeah, Maine?
I haven't been to Maine.
I haven't either.
And I love Maine lobster.
Uh-huh.
Now, Jerry's not in the studio with us. Wasn't Jerry there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we should have got Jerry in on this one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I love Maine lobster. Jerry was there. He lived in Maine for a while, from my understanding.
Yes.
Yeah, but this is another great scenic drive. So you have to, you know, base yourself in the bar, take advantage of this gorgeous scenic loop.
Mm-hmm.
It goes through the wonders of Acadia National Park.
Mm-hmm.
It's 27 miles long.
Wow.
Yeah. And it goes along Paradise Hill Road, mm-hmm. and you travel the coast. Now, that's really cool. And you can pull over and walk along the granite ledges and sandy beaches and rocky headland, and many spruce, fir, and pine trees all abound over there.
Now, you probably better dress for this, being that close to the water, the cold.
Yeah, it could be a little nippy.
Yeah.
It could be a little nippy. Now, I heard about this place, Thunder Hole.
Yeah.
Where incoming waves dramatically spit trapped air and water up.
Huh.
It sounds almost like a whale's blowhole. Yeah, you know, where you see all of a sudden the waves and all of a sudden a spush of water comes mm-hmm. out at you. You can even admire Otter Cliff. Gee, I wonder why they call it Otter Cliff. and Cobble Beach. It sounds breathtaking. I have not been to Maine. I want to go see it. You know me, I don't like the cold, so I'd probably want to do it in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
But you may want to up and back detour the summit of Cadillac Mountain to take in the view, because the view overlooks everything. So it's breathtaking, absolutely breathtaking. And again, it's a national park. It's recommended that you go early in the day or outside peak season to avoid the crowd,
well,
because
yeah.
it does get crowded.
This is the Acadia Park Loop Road in Maine.
Right. Acadia National Park. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the Z Michael.
Whoa.
What is that? What is that? What are you doing, Jay? You're pressing buttons over there.
Why are we starting over again?
I guess because you want to hear it twice. Oh, there we go. There's my travel tip music. Now, I'm going to have four more countries that offer straightforward paths, but let's talk travel tip.
All right.
Chargers.
Yes.
We're all traveling and we have a million different devices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have our cell phones, we have our laptops, we have our iPads. And how many times have you gone on a cruise or traveled and there's just not enough outlets to charge all your electronics?
Right.
You may want to get a single multi-port USB charger. And you can charge many of your devices. Mine, I have one, and mine charges three devices at once.
Yep.
Some fold down like a wallet, so it's easy to pack. Some can even charge your laptop,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of nice. Prices do range.
Mm-hmm.
So take a look and find one that kind of suits your needs. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at one for traveling because the one I have is in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, I'm married to an electrician and I don't have that many outlets. But yeah, so I'm looking at the fold-down one for the cruise lines.
Yeah, and the amazing thing is how many devices mm-hmm. we get.
Right, and the one that I seen, it ran around $100.
Yeah.
Actually, not only had multiple ports that you can plug in, but it had multiple plug-ins in case you went overseas for the different electrical.
Oh, that's...
So that's kind of cool, too. And again, it folded down nice and easy.
Easy peasy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was a good travel tip.
Okay, you ready to get back on the road, Jay?
All right, on the road again, on the road again.
So I know you love this state.
Yes.
Yep, and we talked about it a little bit just a few seconds ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been there many times, and I haven't been there once.
Okay, let's see. What would that state be? Confusion.
Montana. Going to the Sun Road in Montana. Did you drive this?
No, I haven't.
You
That's
haven't
further
done
north.
This.
The problem is just... It's further north than where I usually am.
Oh, so you have. So now you're going to have to go back.
Oh, yes. I'm planning on it.
Well, good. Now, if you drove this without stopping, mm-hmm. it would take 2 hours.
Yeah.
But you'll want to stop along the way to see all these sites.
Oh, yeah.
The drive crosses the Continental Divide
mm-hmm.
as it summits Logan Pass, which right. is 6,646 feet above sea level.
Right.
So that's kind of cool.
Yes.
And among the road's many highlights are, you know, peaks, waterfalls, glaciers. Glaciers.
Yes.
And, of course, you'll see a lot of wildlife.
Uh-huh.
You got mountain goats. You got the bighorn sheep. That sounds cool. Grizzly bears. Not too crazy about running into a grizzly bear.
And when you drove out west to Colorado, you saw a lot of wildlife along the road,
too. I did. I saw antelope.
And you weren't up in the mountains.
Yeah, I saw antelope and elk and wild horses,
mm-hmm.
which I was so excited about because I always hear about wild horses and I never saw them.
Were they smoking Marlboros?
No, they really weren't. They didn't even have a Marlboro man out there with them. But yeah. But anyway, we digress.
That was terrible.
The seasonal route cuts through Glacier National Park,
mm-hmm.
seasonal route. But you do need to remember that the weather will dictate when it opens. You know, right now I know that the whole area in South Dakota, Montana, Colorado, all of that area is being hit constantly with snow over these last few weeks.
Right.
So you got to remember, this is a glacier. It's called Glacier National Park for a reason. You got to remember the weather will dictate it and when it opens. So look at going early July through late September.
What a window.
Yeah, that's kind of the window. And again, if you are in Montana in off season, you may want to check out Looking Glass Highway. It's mm-hmm. also called Montana 49. Were you on Montana 49?
I'm not sure.
You're going to have to break out your maps, Jay.
Yes.
And this skirts the southeastern edge of the park, and it's open year-round.
Yeah, but they got to keep the snowplows moving.
Right.
Yeah.
So, because it's probably at a lower level.
Yeah, one of the last times I went to Yellowstone, which is close to, it's south of Glacier.
Right.
But yet it was May,
right.
and certain roads in the park were not open
yet.
You
couldn't get on it, right. Yeah. So just remember that. And sometimes you can call the national park and find out. They will tell you what's uh-huh. the deal. You know, whether they're open, whether you need a pass, whether it's crowded. Sometimes national parks do get overcrowded.
Yeah.
And you can't get in.
Well, and when I went to Colorado to be with my son, we were going to Rocky Mountain National. We had to have a reservation to get into the park. And
right.
And the road was closed.
You needed a reservation. Ah, how about a trivia question? I hear my trivia music.
Do you think I would know the answer if I had it?
Maybe.
All right.
So here's the question. What country is known to have the best quality tap water? Quality tap water. Think about it. What makes your mouth water for water? I don't hear you saying anything, Jay.
Switzerland.
You'd be right. Yay, it is Switzerland. And I could understand because look at those mountains. Everything is pristine. You know, when I looked up this question, I did the same thing. I thought about what would be real. And it's probably nice and ice cold,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I had to think about it. And,
yeah.
And I must testify, you can see on the camera
right.
that I did not have the answer in
nope.
front of me.
Nope, I make sure you don't have the answer. So Switzerland, we'll have to go and test the water.
Yeah. Wow, the best tap water.
The best quality tap water.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that was good. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Switzerland. Well, we'll have to go there on our next visit because right now we're talking more and more about visiting the USA.
Yes.
Okay, something that is near and dear to both of us.
Yes.
Right here in Florida. Yes, because we're here in Florida. The weather has been very nice lately.
Yes.
Overseas Highway Florida. Now, I haven't been down this way in a very, 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 very long time.
Are we talking about the 7 Mile Bridge that goes to the Key West?
We are talking the overseas highway links, the mainland Florida to Key West.
I've been there.
You have. Mm-hmm.
One thing I could say I've been to.
Now, it connects the islands and the inlets via a road built right over the ocean.
Yeah.
And to follow it requires crossing 42 bridges.
Yeah.
It's the longest of which is a 7-mile bridge. Mm-hmm. And in places, the water beside the highway is only a few feet deep.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing. But it's still water.
And it's still water.
You couldn't drive it.
Right. Parts of the highway utilizes an infrastructure installed for the Florida Coast Railway.
Right.
Which is an economic casualty. In 1935, they had a major, major hurricane.
That's
during
amazing.
That, and it was destroyed.
The money that they went in to build that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, the Key West used to be the major shipping lane.
Right. You could go around and land and back up. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So they had to redo it. So motorists can learn a little bit about the area's past if they stop at the Pigeon Key, where in the shadow of the old 7-mile bridge. So it's the old 7-mile bridge that was completely destroyed. Mm-hmm. And you can hear all about it and what happened and how it works. Now, a museum tells the story of Henry Flagler's railroad and the people who built it. The drive is breathtaking. Now, we have Flagler College, which is on the northeastern side of Florida.
Right.
So Henry Flagler was very popular back in his day.
Those guys that had all that money and the things that they did, you know, build a railroad.
Yeah, like Carnegie. And it's amazing, you know. And then you see the houses that they built. And one of my next podcasts are going to be about castles in the United States.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that
another time.
Mm-hmm. So Jay, should we do one more driving?
Well, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Jay, I really do love the West. How many times I always tell you, I love to be out West.
Yes.
The high road and the low road of Taos, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
There's two scenic routes like Santa Fe and Taos, the high road and the low road. Easy, right?
Yeah.
The former snakes up through the Badlands and dotted with junipers and pinyon trees. The forest gives way to meadows as the road climbs through the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. Watch out for elk. Like I said, I saw a lot of elk when I was driving in the West, mm-hmm. as they sometimes stray onto the highway.
They don't know that the roads.
Right. They don't know that they can't walk on the
street.
They
don't know where those signs are where it says.
And I've seen roughly 60 to 70 head when I was driving in one area. Luckily, they were off the highway where I was.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I was driving through New Mexico at the time.
Wildlife crossing.
Right. How do they know to read those signs?
I have never seen a wildlife cross.
At the sign.
At the sign, yeah.
You'll want to pull over to snap a few pictures of Truchas Overlook and stop in Chimayo to visit the Santuario de Chimayo. It's an adobe church built in 1816. Which that sounds really cool. And Ortega's Weaving Shop, mm-hmm. where they've been creating textiles the traditional way for 9 generations.
Mm.
Now, when I see that people are doing things for generation after generation after generation, I watched a television show with Josh Gates, one of his Expedition Unknown type of things. And he was in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And he went and he visited a tattoo shop that actually tattooed religious things on people. And they were in generation and generation and generation. They had the original tattoo stencil from
my goodness.
You know, the great, 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 great grandfather.
Yeah.
And they actually were riding for Jesus, they called it. And it was like a biker group. They were really cool.
Oh, yeah.
But Josh Gates didn't get a tattoo, but one of his guys did. One of his cameramen actually got a tattoo. And it was pretty interesting. So I love to see that the generations keep going and hear the textile 9 generations. The low road, however, is named for its lower elevation, and it hugs the bank of the Rio Grande as it passes through canyons. That's pretty neat because you're down there by the Rio Grande.
Mm-hmm.
There's a slew of wineries to check out if you're into wine. And you should also nose around the quirky collection of colorful old gas pumps at Embudo.
Mm.
So, you know, this is something that's different. You know, you want to take a look because there is a lot of things that you can do to rediscover America. There's little places, big places, breathtaking places. Have we traveled enough, Jake, today?
Well, I'm just getting ready to travel myself, you know.
Right, but you're going north. You're not going west.
No.
Yeah.
You always, when you talk about this, I'm going, oh, I want to be there. I love it, you know?
You know, and now more and more, I'm understanding more and more trains are doing routes. So we're going to have to start talking more and more about trains.
Trains?
Train travel.
Places mm-hmm. and what?
Yep, train travel. Cause
trains, automobiles, what was that movie with John
Planes,
Candy?
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, yeah. John Candy and Steve Martin.
Yeah.
That was a funny picture.
Not Steve Martin. John Candy and...
And Steve Martin.
Was it Steve Martin?
It was Steve Martin.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have my computer in front of me, but I'm pretty sure it was Steve and John because they were like crazy together.
Well, yeah. John Candy. Yeah. Poor Steve played the bumbling guy.
The straight guy.
The straight guy, yeah.
Yeah. And John Candy was like a wild... Yeah. Wild cannon. Yeah. Funny picture. Funny picture. But what can I say? We have so much traveling to do, so little time to do it in.
Yeah.
So tune in every week for more travel info and insights and just plain old fun. Please follow me and like me on Facebook. Do you have a favorite location or an interesting travel tip? I would really like to know. You can shoot me an email. That's zmichelson@gmail.com. Remember, my Z is spelled Z-E-E. I'm very excited to let you know my podcast can be heard on all your favorite podcast players. Feel free to give me a review. I would love to hear what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And again, thanks for listening today.
Can I give a shout out to Gary?
Absolutely.
Gary, thank you for listening.
Thank you, Gary.
Now back to you.
Thanks for listening today. Traveling truly opens up the world to you. You learn about all the different cultures, the lifestyles, and of course, what Jay and I love the most is the food. Then you realize we truly are the same. So dream big, reach for those stars, and if you only get to the moon, at least you made the trip. If you're looking for great places to travel to, feel free to visit my website. It's absolutely free. ZMichelsonTravel.com. Z is spelled Z-E-E. This is Z. Michelson making your travel dreams come true.